رب للشفاي رب العالمين شلاوي دوي افلا شلاوي دوي افلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
على آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور
الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again welcome to another episode with another beautiful topic. And topic is about the prepare for the grave. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever sent peace and blessing upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now inshallah, time for kalam.
Sallallahu alayhi ya رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بھیجے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سجا کیوں رخصت کا قلعہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھا فلا کشور غش سے ہمیں اٹھا کیوں سوتے ہیں کے سامنے سوتے ہیں کے سامنے کوئی ہمیں جگا کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سجا بار نہ تھے حبیب کو پالتے ہی غریب کو حبیب کو پالتے ہی غریب کو روئے جو عبد نصیب کو روئے جو عبد نصیب کو چین کہو گوائے کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سجا یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عیش ہے ستم یاد حضور کی قسم غفلت عیش ہے ستم خوب ہے قید وار
A very, very important topic is about the preparation for your grave. And no doubt is the first important stage for the hereafter when the person passed away and his journey started to the hereafter. This is the first. And if someone achieves and success in this, and definitely he will be successful. But most of the people we see, they don't prepare for these things. And which is a must, जिसको आप कहना कि कंपलसरी जो है हमारी जिंदगी के अंदर के बाद आना है, लेकिन इसकी तैयारी नहीं है. वी हैव प्रिपरेशन फॉर एवरी अदर थिंग. कोई ओकेशन हो रहा है, कोई वेडिंग हो रही है, कोई बर्थडे हो रही है, या और कोई डे हो रहा है, तो कोई कौन सा डे है, कौन सा डे, वी गॉट प्रिपरेशन फॉर एवरी थिंग. बट दिस इज अ वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट चैप्टर इन आवर लाइफ.
And it's unfortunate because the grave and the test of the grave is a reality. And it's something that everybody must face, everybody must go through. And Islamically speaking, Alhamdulillah, our deen guides us. The Quran, the Hadith, and tells us that you're not just going to be sleeping in the grave. In fact, based on your a'mal that you did in this dunya, whilst alive, whilst breathing on the earth, in accordance to that, you will be resting in the grave. People who are righteous, people who are pious, they will be in bliss, in gardens of paradise, as the Hadith mentions. And those who are transgressors will be the opposite. So when we know such a time will definitely come. And here, right from the off, it's important to note that it's not guaranteed that your elders will go before you. This is a misconception as well. People think, oh, my granddad's still alive, my great-granddad's still alive maybe, and they are to go first. But remember, death is something that can take someone at any time. We don't know. We don't have any sort of documentation to tell us this day, this time we will go. So when we don't know the time of death is so uncertain, then a wise person is he who makes preparations for it. And one hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam I'd like to convey. This hadith is in Jami' al-Tirmidhi. It's a very profound, powerful hadith. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam creates the picture, the image of the grave to his Sahaba. It's mentioned that once the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went out to the Musalla and he saw that the Sahaba, they were smiling. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied to that and he said that if you were to remember that thing which severs pleasures, which removes pleasures and desires, then I wouldn't be seeing you doing what you're doing right now.
Allah.
And the Prophet Alaihi Wasallam explained, فَأَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Remember that thing which cuts away desires, severs desires, pleasures, and that is al-maut. Remember that. The Prophet Alayhi Salaam is advising his Sahaba. And then he, Alayhi Salaam, explains that no day passes when someone's in the grave except that the grave speaks. The grave speaks daily. It's just we can't hear it. What does the grave say? The grave says, I am the house of estrangement, ghurbat. I am the house of solitude. People will be alone in the grave. Nobody can go with them. The grave calls out and it says, وَأَنَا بَيْتُ التُّرَابِ. I am the home of soil. I am the home of worms, meaning the bodies. Many bodies, ma'adallah, are consumed by worms as well, we know. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains two situations of people who will enter the graves. He says, when the believing slave enters the grave says to it, to that pious believer, that you are the most beloved of those who walked upon me.
Allah.
And the grave continues to address him and says, now that you have been entrusted to me, now that you have been delivered to me, you will see what I have arranged for you.
Oh,
the grave becomes so spacious for him to the extent of his eyesight. And then a door to Jannah is opened for him. But then when a sinful person or a disbeliever enter the grave, what's the situation then? The qabr addresses him and says, you're not welcome. Don't make yourself comfortable here. You're not welcome. You are the most detested, the most disliked to me of those who walked upon me. This is when a sinful person enters the grave. And then the grave says to that person, now that you have been entrusted to me, now that you are inside me, you will see how I deal with you. You will see what I have prepared for you. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet Alayhi Salaam described that the grave now will become tightened upon such a person to the extent that his ribs will intertwine and crush, meaning his ribs will intertwine, come together. The Prophet Alayhi Salaam explained that as well. And he said, and then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala torments that person with 70 serpents, 70 snakes are inflicted upon Allah such a person. Then what happens? Even if one of those snakes were to hiss upon the earth, what would happen? That nothing would grow on the earth as long as that hiss remained. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned so profoundly at the end of the hadith that this grave, don't think it's an ordinary thing. This grave is either a garden from the gardens of paradise or a pit from the pits of hellfire. Now, this hadith is in Jami' al-Tirmidhi and it so profoundly explains in detail what will happen to a person in the grave. And as you rightly said, Sayyid Sahab, that the grave is something that if you pass there, inshallah, your next test will be easy as well. We know about Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala, a famous account, that when he would be next to a grave, he would cry so much to the extent that his blessed beard become wet with tears. people would say that, Huzoor, when we mention Jannat or when Jahannam is mentioned, we don't see the same thing with you. Why is this? And Sayyidina Uthmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala and replied and said that this is the first step. This is the first stage. If you're successful here, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, you'll be successful later on as well. But if you fail here, if you fall short here, then it'll be hard afterwards as well. So the grave is something that we have to prepare for. We have to ensure, just like in the dunya, our goals and aims, we ensure that we pass them. No matter what, day and night. You have motivational videos, this type of video, this speaker and that motivational speaker. But when it comes to the deen, there's no one who motivates more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he mentioned in other ahadith, which will be discussed as well, that prepare for the grave.
Sure.
And inshallah, we prepare for the grave. When we enter it, Allah willing, we will be welcomed by the grave.
Inshallah.
And we will see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there as well. Inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Haji Shahid bhai.
MashaAllah, Shah Sahib, a beautiful prayers by Hafasab. Shah Sahib, if we look at so far, majority of the topics which we've covered, all the topics give us a message about preparing for our hereafter. Majority of them. Consequences of backbiting, treating your parents, the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lives of the companions. All, you know, if you look at the lives preparing for our hereafter, Shah Sahib, our belief is that every soul shall taste death.
Yeah.
And there's no coming back to it. Once your soul is captured, that's the end of it. And preparation for that is very important as to what we do for the benefit of the grave as well. If we are not praying our salah, something important that we need to ponder upon, because it's an obligation that we must do, prepare our, read our salah on a daily basis, the five prayers which have been an obligation for us. Fasting during the month of Ramadan, which is an obligation for us. These are actions which are must that we need to do. Likewise, when we're dealing with public or general people, we need to deal with them in accordance to the way Islam also teaches as well, so that we have a good character and deal with people in a proper aspect as well. When people are at schools, colleges, universities, or even at work, people tend to take that extra step, extra preparation to benefit themselves so they can get promotion, so they can become successful in this world. But the life in this world is only a temporary basis. Some may live 20 years, some may live 80 years, some may live more. But ultimate is death. We are going to leave this world. And this life is very temporary. If we lead our life in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we can become successful and be prepared for the questions of the grave. When a person is buried in the grave, the angels will ask questions, who is your Lord? If we haven't studied deen, if we haven't prepared for that, what answer are we going to give? What is your religion? If we are Muslims just by name and we haven't acted upon the teachings of Islam, what answer are we going to give?
Yes.
Then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is shown, that who is this person? What did you used to say about him? If we don't read about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we don't act upon the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what are we going to say? Who is this person? Many people tend to neglect the teachings. They forget that the purpose of life is not here to enjoy life. It's not here to make the most of while you're here, and then that's it. This is a test for us, and we need to prepare for the reality which will come. We've seen many people, we participated in many funerals, we buried many people with our own hands. They were with status, they were wealthy, yet today they are on the heap of soil, they're not taking anything with them. Likewise, we are also going to leave this world, we're not going to take anything with us. The only thing that's going to go with us is our actions and our knowledge. And that is the only thing which is going to benefit us in our grave as well. And what are we doing with that? First and foremost, yourself, we need to seek knowledge and change our life. We can do as much ibadat as possible as we can. Therefore, we need to change ourselves, become a better person ourselves, so that we can prepare for the questions of the grave, so we can prepare for hereafter.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. In basically nutshell, that we are neglecting the consequences of our action.
and that we will face all these things in our grave as well. You have to, whatever you are doing here, there are the consequences. It's not that I will do whatever I want. Everything has a consequences. And remember this, if you are doing good, definitely your grave will be garden of paradise. And if you are doing bad, then there is no third option of the grave. Remember this. दो ही चीजें होंगी ग्रेव की जो मेरे आका अलैहिस्सलाम ने फरमाया है, आइदर अ गार्डन फ्रॉम द गार्डन्स ऑफ द पैराडाइज और डिच फ्रॉम द डिचेस ऑफ हेल. देयर इज नो थर्ड ऑप्शन. अच्छा करेंगे अच्छा होगा, बुरा करेंगे बुरा होगा. अब जो आप कर रहे हैं, अब इसकी कब्र की तैयारी कैसे करनी है, तो इंशाल्लाह यू हैव टू, यानी एवरी गुड एक्शन टेक्स यू टूवर्ड जन्ना. जो हर अच्छा एक्शन होता है, जो अच्छा अमल होता है, लेकिन आपकी सिंसियरिटी बहुत ज्यादा काउंट करती है. आपके अमाल हैं, फिर कुछ अहदीस के अंदर है, कुरान पाक के अंदर है कि दीज एक्शन इफ यू परफॉर्म इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वज़ल यू विल बी बेनिफिटेड इन योर ग्रेव. तो इंशाल्लाह हम आपको ये भी बयान करेंगे, लेकिन सबसे पहले जो हमारे मुबल्लिग ने बयान किया कि इस रियलिटी को तो समझे. लोग कहते हैं नथिंग विल हैपन. कब नथिंग विल हैपन? हाउ कैन यू से नथिंग विल हैपन? सीरियसली, व्हेन थिंग विल हैपन, देन उस वक्त भी पता चलेगा क्या होता है. जब जबान बंद होगी और जब कब्र में फरिश्ते मार लोगे, तब क्या आप रियलाइज करेंगे क्या हुआ? ओ हो, नथिंग विल हैपन. जब हो जाएगा फिर पता चलेगा. जो बंदा फास्ट ड्राइविंग करता है कहता कुछ नहीं होगा, जब होता है तो पता चलता है, अस्पताल में टांगे तोड़वा अगर बैठा हुआ होता है. लेकिन पछताने का क्या फायदा? उस वक्त रिग्रेट करने का फायदा क्या? इस टाइम फॉर यू टू रिग्रेट नाउ एंड प्रिपेयर फॉर योर ग्रेव. हमारी कोई प्रिपरेशन नहीं है रियली. हमारी काम सुबह उठ रहे शाम ये नहीं देख रहे क्या होगा. अच्छा दुनिया की लालच हो, इतना करूंगा इतना मिलेगा, अगर जॉब पे नहीं आऊंगा इतना कटेगा. वी कैलकुलेटिंग एवरीथिंग, क्योंकि हम उसकी प्रिपरेशन कर रहे हैं. इतना मिलना है उसको, मैंने इस तरह इन्वेस्ट करना है. और ये सारी चीजों की जो इन्वेस्टमेंट कहां जा रही है, ये जो कुछ आप कर रहे हैं दुनिया में 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 ईयर्स लाइफ मैक्सिमम जो भी आप ले लें, आपको हर चीज को फेस करना है. यू विल बी अकाउंटेबल ऑफ एवरी एक्शन. आपको जवाब देना है अल्लाह की बारगाह में, क्या तैयारी है आपकी. लेकिन उसका जो पहला स्टेप होगा वो आपकी कबर होगी. उधर ही फैसला हो जाएगा कि ये क्या है, कौन है, कैसा है. या कबर जन्नत का बाग बन जाएगी या जहन्नम का घड़ा बनी हुई होगी. तो अल्लाह महफूज फरमाए हमें, और हमें अल्लाह ताला एबिलिटी दे कि हम अपनी कबर को जन्नत का बाग बनाने की तैयारी करें. इंशाल्लाह व्हाट आर दीज एक्शन, हम थोड़ी देर में वो भी बयान करेंगे हारून भाई के बदनी फूलों के बाद. जी हारून भाई.
And it's really thought-provoking quote of theirs that when we came into this world, there was an order. So, for example, my great-grandfather, he had a son with my grandfather. Then he would have a son with my father and then myself. So, generation like this. But when we're leaving this world, there is no order. Right? And like you've said and has been discussed, many times people, they forget to realize that we are to live in this world for a very temporary short amount of time. And this reminds me of another saying of Nigaran Shura, who said that we've come into this world not to live, but to die. Yeah. And some people, you know, they're living here as if they are not to die again, or they are not to face death, unfortunately. And, you know, it takes sometimes for people to, I mean, I would say even, you know, close deaths nowadays, unfortunately, do not jolt us the way they should. You know, we see youngsters at very tender ages, 18, 19, 20 years old. What happened? Car crash. They go with some friends, maybe they're on the way somewhere. Something happens, they're involved in an accident. And, you know, next thing you hear, some are in critical condition, some passed away. And that, you know, sometimes incidents like this really should remind us of the reality of our lives and how short time we actually have in this world. And many times, it's like if you go to the graveyard, you will see that, you know, you'll have some gravestones which will say, you know, so-and-so person passed away aged this age, 60, 70 years old. But you'll see some graves that are very, very small, very little. And, you know, you'll see maybe someone who was 10 years old, 15 years old, but also some, you know, very newborn almost. And this should remind us again that this life in this world is very temporary. It could be the life of a few moments, could be that of 60, 70 years. But the main point here is that you're not guaranteed 60, 70 years. It could be that long. But the main point is that we should prepare for the grave. And when I came across a beautiful story, which I want to share, is that Sayyidina Imam Ghazali, he narrates in Mukashifat al-Qulub, that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, he was friends with the angel of death. He was friends with Sayyidina Malakul Maut. And once when Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, Malakul Maut, they came to visit Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yaqub asked them that, have you come to visit me or have you come to take my soul? And then Malakul Maut alayhi salam, they replied that, I've come just to meet you. Then Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, they replied to this, that before you come to take my soul, before you come to seize my soul, send me some messages, some indications to warn me. And then Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam, they said that, okay, they agreed to this and they said, that's what will happen. Later when the angel of death, they came again to seize their soul this time. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, they said that, where are the messengers that you were supposed to send to me before taking my soul? Then Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam replied that three messengers were sent. Which are these three messengers? White hair after black hair.
Allah.
Weakness after strength. And a hunched back after a straight back. O Yaqub alayhi salam, these are my messengers I send towards people before their death.
Allah.
Now, many of us, and many people watching as well, they may, you know, see grey hairs, white hairs growing into their beards, their heads.
They already got messages.
And, you know, some people say that, you know, I'm not the same that I used to be. I don't have that same strength, that same youth in me. And, you know, other times you hear people saying that I've got back issues, I've got, you know, this pain, I've got that pain. What are these things? They are messengers. They are reminders for us that, you know, time is going. And even, you know, you'll hear amongst people that I think when you hit 35, 40 years old, after that it's just a sort of a decline towards, you know, the elderly age and the, you could say, the weaker part of your life. And so, you know, we should take these messengers not lightly, but we should try to implement changes when we see these messengers. Unfortunately, we see that many people, never mind youngsters, say some, we see elder people, you know, still planning, I need to do this holiday still, I need to achieve this goal, I need to do this, I need to go to this country, a whole bucket list, etc. When really, we should be preparing for our death at any given moment. And, you know, one way of doing this and one way of constantly reminding ourselves is by attaching ourselves to good company and a good environment. And inshallah, we'll hear more on this as well as the program goes on.
MashaAllah. The Kaleem bhai, there are many actions which will benefited you in your grave. And there are many other actions which will be mean for you, punishment in your grave as well. So I would like to request to you if you can highlight few of them, inshallah, then baki muballighin bhi karenge. The last one is that our topic is yahi hai na. Ke ek to pehli ye ke realize kare, this is a fact. Ye haq hai aur barhaq hai. ये होना है कि नेक्स्ट लाइफ जैसी मरने के बाद ये लाइफ है आपकी और आपको इसकी तैयारी करनी है. वरना आप ये नहीं बोलेंगे कि यार कब ठीक है यार कोई बात नहीं होगा या नहीं होगा, ऐसा कुछ भी नहीं होता. इनको देखकर जनाजे को आपने शहीद बने भी कहा कि वी गोइंग ऑन डेली बेसिस बैरियल एंड दीज थिंग बट वी डोंट टेक लेसन फ्रॉम इट. तो एक्चुअली वी हैव टू टेक लेसन, क्योंकि याद रखे एक चीज बहुत रियलिटी है अब साहब कि कफन जो है ना, कफन पहनाना आसान है, पहनना आसान नहीं है. सीरियसली लोगों को इस चीज का नहीं है अंदाजा है. जो कहते हैं गुसल लेना आसान है, लेकिन जो मैयत का गुसल है ना जिसको होता है वो आसान नहीं है. इसी तरह जनाजे की जो डोली है ना उसको लेकर चलना आसान है, उसमें लेटना आसान नहीं है. और सिमिलरली कब्र में उतारना आसान है, लेकिन कब्र में उतरना आसान नहीं है. और हम भूल गए कि जो चीज डिफिकल्ट है हमारे लिए, हम सारी इजी चीजें कर रहे हैं लेकिन भूल गए जो फेस कर रहा है वो हमें भी एक दिन फेस करना है. दिस इज द बिगेस्ट रियलिटी ऑफ आवर लाइफ.
डेफिनेटली. एंड इफ यू आस्क समवन हु इज अलाइव, स्पेंड वन डे इन द ग्रेव, वन नाइट इन द ग्रेव व्हाइलस्ट यू आर अलाइव, वी विल अलाउ यू टू स्पेंड अ नाइट. नोबडी वुड एक्सेप्ट दैट बिकॉज ऑफ द फियर ऑफ बीइंग इन सॉलिट्यूड, द फियर ऑफ बीइंग अलोन. And like you said, when a person dies, he has no choice in that situation. He has to enter the grave. Now, as Harun Bhai was also mentioning, people are neglectful because they have so many other things to do, so many priorities that they say. and I must do this and I must do that. And in the dunya, if somebody is able to plan for the dunya in an immaculate good way, then people praise him and say he's very sharp, he's very forward planning. For example, somebody is going on holiday and he books his ticket 6 months in advance. Why? Because he'll get a cheaper deal. He books such a flight which is saving him so many hundreds of pounds. People say he's very smart, he's clued on, he knows how to budget, he knows how to find deals, he knows how to find offers. But when it comes to the akhirat, which a believer should be more eager for, sadly we don't see that same passion, that same enthusiasm. So we need to have that mindset that the akhirah is the real goal, the real abode, and it starts with the grave, of course. As you mentioned, there are many a'mal that will benefit a believer in the grave. And first of all, as Shahid Bhai touched upon, the faraid, that somebody who is consistent with acting upon the obligations of the religion, and he's not someone who discards the obligations, the faraid, and instead does the mustahabbat. And this is also a problem today as well, that someone you see continuously giving sadaqah nafila, but no namaz, no zakat, no hajj. Hajj has become fard 10 years ago. So the priorities are completely wrong. We're not belittling any good deed. All a'mali saliha are worthy and in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to prioritize. So first of all, the faraid is a Muslim, a human being who is acting upon the faraid. Inshallah, when he reaches the grave, he's salih, he's pious, he won't be punished, he will be protected from the torment as well. And he'll have, as you mentioned, a garden of paradise there. Similarly, silatu rahim, this is also an amal that will inshallah lead to a person gaining bliss in his grave as well. So like this, when we count, there's countless good deeds that a person can do. And then when we look at the sins, then there are hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, famous hadith that we've mentioned before as well, that people were being punished in the grave, two people. The Prophet alaihi wasallam mentioned that one was a talebearer and one did not protect himself from droplets of urine. And someone may be involved in these things as well. So we have to study the deen, we have to have the knowledge. If a person doesn't have knowledge, how is he going to save himself? So doing those a'mal which will grant you peace in the grave is a must. Another thing the scholars of Islam have said, that somebody who is a hafiz of the Quran and he acts upon the Quran, by the mercy of Allah, he will also be protected. Someone who is habitual in reciting durood sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kathratu salati ala nabi, inshallah when he enters the grave, he will also find bliss, he will also find that garden of paradise. So we need to ask ourselves in our lives, how many a'mal am I doing? Let's make a list. How many a'mal are doing that inshallah when I enter the grave they'll help me? And how many a'mal am I doing currently? If I enter the grave whilst doing those sins, then I'll be destroyed. So the aim is to increase the number of a'mal that will lead to peace in the grave, and reduce and cut out entirely those a'mal, those sinful ways, those transgressing ways that will lead to punishment in the grave. And like this, inshallah, if a person lives his life with this aim, inshallah, when he enters the grave, he will find a garden of paradise.
We have seen many people accounts when their graves open, they were reciting the Quran.
Allah.
Unki kabar se khushbu aa rahi thi. वो जिंदगी में कौन से अमाल करते थे कभी जानने की कोशिश की है आप? We all desire that कि हमारी कब्र जन्नत का बाग बने, हमारा कफन सलामत रहे, but what are these actions? वो क्या करते थे? वो इस तरह गफलत की जिंदगी नहीं गुजारते थे हमारी तरह? नमाज उमूमन जो है वो हमारे यहाँ एक सुस्ती होती है, छोड़ देते, लेकिन वाकई जो तैयारी के साथ नमाज पढ़ता है तो यकीन करें वो उसकी कब्र के अंदर भी जो है ना उसके लिए आसानियां होती हैं, मरते वक्त भी उसके लिए आसानियां होती हैं, मतलब उसके लिए आसानियां होती हैं। अभी
सब साबित बुनानी रहमतुल्लाहि अलैहि, व्हेन द पीपल वर गोइंग टू बरी हिम, अ ब्रिक फ्रॉम हिज ग्रेव फेल इनसाइड, सो व्हेन दे वर अबाउट टू टेक इट आउट दे ग्लांस्ड एंड सॉ दैट ही वाज स्टैंडिंग इन हिज ग्रेव एंड रिसाइटिंग कुरान इन सलाह, सो दे वर अमेज्ड, दे आस्क्ड हिज फैमिली मेंबर्स हु सेड दैट he would make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ya Allah, if you give anyone the tawfiq to perform salah and recite Quran in the grave, then grant me that honor too. They would make duas like this. Our duas are solely for the dunya. But our akabirin, our elders, our awliya, they would always have the grave in mind. Ya Allah, I want my grave to be in the best possible condition. And it's narrated regarding Sayyidina Thabit Bunani, rahmatullahi alayhi, that he would recite the Quran day and night.
Subhanallah.
He says, I went to the Jami' Masjid and I recited the Quran near every single pillar of the masjid. In those days, we know the masjid had many, many pillars as support. And he was someone who was abundant in his recitation of the Quran. By the blessings of that, when he entered the grave, Allah Ta'ala blessed him to recite the Quran. When people would pass by his grave, they could hear the recitation of the Quran as well. So like you mentioned as well, there's other accounts where this beautiful fragrance would be emanating from, like for example, Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, other akabirin. These people lived their life in such a way where truly the qabr welcomed them. The qabr welcomed
them. Dalailul Khairat,
Subhanallah.
Best example in front of us.
Subhanallah.
It's not too low. है ना इतना अरसा भी नहीं हुआ उनका कि जब उनकी कब्र को मराकेश जो है वो मुंतकिल किया जा रहा था बेहतरीन वह ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ दुरूद पाक
हिज बॉडी वाज सलामत एंड अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह
जी शाहिद भाई
सर सब व्हेन वी आर डूइंग पर्टिकुलर एक्शंस वी आल्सो नीड लुक एट व्हाट आवर इंटेंशंस बिहाइंड इट आवर इंटेंशंस टू शो टू पीपल दैट वी आर डूइंग पर्टिकुलर थिंग्स और आर वी डूइंग एक्शंस फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ अल्लाह ऑलमाइटी If our intentions are solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and they are to please Allah Almighty so that we can get closeness to Allah Almighty, then yes, we can say that we may succeed in our grave as well. Classic, just the recent example about the grave is that we look at Mufti Dawud Islami after a number of years in the past when their grave was opened. Their kafan, the Imam Shri was still intact as well. These are pious people of Allah Almighty who did things for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, who did things for the benefit of the hereafter. A sinful person, when they do things, they get punished in this world as well as in the hereafter. And Imam Muhammad Ghazali, he quotes that when the body of a sinner is laid in the grave and he is punished, his deceased neighbors will say to him, O you who lived in the world after the death of your neighbors and brothers, did you not learn a lesson from our death? Did you not learn anything from us leaving the world before you? Did you not see how our deeds ended? You had time, so why did you not perform good deeds which your brothers could not do? Then a corner of the earth says to him, O the one deceived by the mortal world, why did you not learn any lesson from those who came here before you? Indeed, the world had tricked them as well. These people who have left the world before us, a great lesson for us to learn from this, Yazab, that they've gone. Whatever they did in the world while they were alive, they've not taken anything with them in the worldly aspect. We are not going to take anything with us in our wealth, our status, we're not going to take anything with us. We need to prepare for that, and this should be a means of lesson. Just as on the Shabirat, when we go to the Kabristan, we see many, many people, many graves, and we just go around the cemetery for a little while. We will see people of different ages, different times of death, and yet above surface, they may all look the same, but beneath the surface, every grave may tell a different story according to the person's actions. Life is a test in this aspect that we need to pass this test to succeed in the test of the grave. When we have exams of any nature, we take, especially students, they take tablets to keep themselves awake. They can pass those exams and they want to achieve the highest result of everything.
But they only focus one thing and only one desire, just to pass the exam.
Pass the exam.
And they're doing everything for that.
But that exam shows up, if they fail, they can retake the exam.
Another option there.
Another option. If they fail the second time, they can still retake it or repeat the year. But when your soul is captured, that is the end of it. There's no coming back. There's no retest. There's no second take. So therefore, we need to prepare for that test, which is a one test, and it's the ultimate test.
Allah.
And that test, every soul is going to taste. We need to see, ponder upon ourselves as to what are we are doing. Amiri al-Sunnah May Allah Almighty shower His blessings upon Him. He has given us a beautiful gift, Shah Sahib, is the Nek Amal.
Subhanallah.
Nek Amal, if we just act upon the Nek Amal on a daily basis, we can question ourselves as to how we are leading our life. Are we leading our life according to the teachings of the deen, the way we should be doing? Or are we just leading our life as every day as it comes, let's take it as it comes? That is not the right aspect, Yasab. We need to question ourselves that what we are doing. A great companion, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, says that today is day of your action, not your accountability. Tomorrow will be your day of accountability, not actions. Therefore, let's account for our actions today while we are above surface, so that we can be accountable while we are below the surface as well.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah asani farmaye, baral jo haqeeqat hai wo haqeeqat hai, iski taiyari kare, iske andar koi gunjaish nahi hai. Qabar rozana ye karti hai pukar, mujh mein hai keede makode beshumar, yaad rakh main hu andheri kotri, tujhko hogi mujh mein sun wahshat badi, mere andar tu akela aayega, ha magar na kothi na bangla na bank na balance na manu, nothing. What will you take with you? Mere andar tu akela aayega, ha magar amal leta aayega. Gup andheri qabar mein jab jayega, be amal be intiha ghabrayega. Those who don't do any good actions, seriously, in the grave, they will be really, really frustrated. Bahut pareshani hogi, bahut azmaish hogi. Jaag le, abhi jaag le. Flak ke saaye tale, hashar tak sona padega khaak ke saaye tale. इतनी सी कबर है ना, हाथ फैला सकते हैं. नो एसी, नो हीटिंग, नथिंग. वो कहते हैं कि मुझे ब्लैंकेट के बगैर नींद नहीं आती. मैंने देखे प्लेन के अंदर, अरुण भाई, दे टेकिंग दे पिलोस फ्रॉम द यूके, गोइंग पाकिस्तान और एनीवेयर, दे से आई कांट स्लीप विदाउट माय पिलो. रिमेंबर अबाउट योर ग्रेव. अगर उसके नीचे कोई छोटा पत्थर भी होगा, किसी को कह नहीं सकेंगे उसकी क्या तैयारी है, क्या है. कोई खौफ वौफ है या नहीं है जहन में कि मुझे मरना है? वल्ला मरने के लिए दुनिया में आए. जो ये कह रहे थे ना कि हम दुनिया में मरने के लिए आए, लेकिन हम ऐसे जी रहे कि हमें मरना ही नहीं है. क्योंकि जिसको पता है कि मुझे मर कर आई बी अकाउंटेबल फॉर एवरीथिंग, वो इस तरह जिंदगी नहीं गुजारता. हिज लाइफ इज नॉट इन हीटलेसनेस. वो ना नमाजें कजा करता है, ना रोजे छोड़ता है, हज ना वो होता है कि यार हज फर्ज है फिर भी हज अदा नहीं कर रहा है. ज़कात भी प्रॉपर कैलकुलेट कर देगा जिसको पता मुझे हिसाब देना है. हमारे इधर ये चीज ही नहीं है कि यार मुझे कुछ देना है, मुझे मरना है, मुझे कोई हिसाब देना है. सीरियसली यार, वी आर ऑन बिग लॉस. और जो हमारी जिंदगी की सबसे बड़ी हकीकत है, हम उसको फरामोश करके बैठे, और ये हमारी बहुत बड़ी भूल है. अभी कोशिश करें, तैयारी करें. नमाज जन्नत की कुंजी है. अपनी नमाजों की, रमजान के अलावा भी पाबंदी की तरफ जाए. रोजे और ये सदका, ये सारी चीजें कब्र में भी काम आएंगी, आखिरत में भी काम आएंगी. तैयारी करनी चाहिए. क्या कहते हैं अरुण भाई, मजीद आप?
Sir, I would say that some of the biggest eye openers for us were the recent floods in Pakistan and the recent earthquake
that Allah in Turkey. It's true. In 40 seconds they lost everything.
I mean, you saw it with your own eyes. You know, those people who were eligible to give zakat, meaning donate their zakat, became those who were able to receive zakat. You know, people within seconds lost all their wealth, their business, their cattle, their homes. I mean, everything and anything that they basically owned was gone in the space of what? Moments. I know the death toll was something like 40,000 plus. And these people, and I think they said it was nighttime, wasn't it, when the earthquake took place? So they went to sleep thinking, okay, tomorrow I've got work, tomorrow I've got school, tomorrow I've got this. But within moments, everything gone, finished. And, you know, we saw the devastation, we saw how helpless people were, we saw the kind of aid that people needed out there. And, you know, again, these are reminders for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He shows His qudra sometimes to wake us up that, oh, neglectful people, this is the reality and the truth of life. And again, you know, like the many other things out there that are supposed to remind us and wake us up, we should take these natural disasters as one of them. That, you know, these people, and, you know, there wasn't a specific list of who's going to die in this earthquake, for example. There was old, there was young. You know, there was businessmen, there was normal people. And, you know, death does not discriminate. That's one thing, Saitan. that if you're of a certain demographic or you're a certain age, then you will die first, etc. No, nothing like this. It will come to whoever is next, and we are simply just a name on the list. That list keeps going up, and our name keeps getting closer and closer to those who will be sees next. So we should no doubt prepare for this.
There is no sequence to leave this world. Anyone can go anytime. Kuch kalam sunate.
صلى الله تعالى
على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
مجھے دیئے پہ پھر بھولانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے دیئے پہ پھر بھولانا مدنی مدینے والے بائے عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے میری آنکھ میں سمانا مدنی مدینے والے سمانا مدنی مدینے والے بنے دے تیرا ٹھکانا بنے دے تیرا ٹھکانا مدنی مدینے والے پہ پھر بولانا مدنی مدینے والے تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب میری عید ہوگی تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب میری عید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے دے پہ پھر بولانا مدنی مدینے والے میری آنے والی نسلی تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے میری آنے والی نسلی تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے انہیں نیک تو بنانا انہیں نیک تو بنانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے دے پہ پھر بولانا مدنی مدینے والے تیرے غم ہی چاہے عطار اسی میں رہے گرفتار تیرا غم ہی چاہے عطار اسی میں رہے گرفتار غم مال سے بچانا غم مال سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے دیئے پہ پھر بولانا مدنی مدینے والے بائے
Back to our topic, inshallah. The few other deeds, mashallah, is the charity showing as well, is also save you from the heat of the grave, the recitation of Holy Quran as well.
Yeah, as well as this, we know about these that they will intercede on the Day of Judgment. But in the grave, you've mentioned sadaqah removes the heat, extinguishes the heat of the grave. And I would also touch upon silatul rahim again. Time and time and again in the Quran, we're told about mending ties. And people today have become upset with their parents, with their siblings, with their loved ones over trivial matters, small matters. So this is something that should be abandoned, and we should mend ties, not break ties. Sayyid Sahib, just want to mention a verse of the Quran which is very relevant to our topic. This is verse 5 of Surah Fatir. Now this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, O people, indeed the promise of Allah is haqq, is true. What is meant here by Allah Ta'ala, the Mufassirin explained that Qiyamah is true. Resurrecting, meaning after death, rising again, this is true. And as we know, the grave is true as well. So the life of the world should not deceive you. And towards the end, Allah Ta'ala says, and the biggest deceiver, meaning Shaitan, should not deceive you as well in relation to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now, just to explain this verse, and it's very evident today that people are so engrossed in the dunya, so oblivious of their responsibilities. And this is another reason why they can't prepare for the grave, because they think the dunya is the only abode. And ma'adallah, notoriously people say YOLO as well, that you only live once. But we know, Allah, as Muslims, this life that we have in the world isn't the only life. Meaning there's another life, the hereafter as well. So people spend days and nights gathering for their family members. People spend days and nights and they say, it's for my children, it's for my family, for my offspring. And that very same offspring, that very same family that you do it for, it may be the case that as soon as you leave the dunya, your relationship with them has finished now, and they forget to even remember you. Meaning you want someone after death to come to your grave, to convey rewards to you. All that mahnat, all that hard work, and it comes to nothing as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith beautifully said that when a person goes to the grave, three things follow him. A person has died, three things follow him to the grave. What are those three things? The Prophet alaihi wasallam said, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ. Three things follow a person to the grave. فَيَرْجِعُ أُثْنَانِ. Two return. وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. One thing remains. Now, people might be curious, what is that one thing that remains? What are the two things that return? يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ. His family go to the graveyard with him, of course. His wealth and his amal. فَيَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. His family and wealth return. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. And the only thing that remains in the grave with the person to provide him comfort and solace, if it was a'mali saliha, is his good deeds. This is the only thing. And here in the dunya, a person says that, you know, I have so many responsibilities, so many commitments, so many goals, I don't have time. But you have to make time for the akhirah. You have to make time for the grave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the role model for all mankind, in one hadith we're told, Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala explains, he says that we were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a janaza passed. Kunna ma'a Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi janazatin. We were at a janaza, in fact. Fajalasa ala shafir al-qabr. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam sat next to the grave and he began to cry. This is the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fabaka hatta dalla thara. To the extent that the soil became moist with his blessed tears.
Allah.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, addressing his Sahaba and addressing all of mankind till Qiyamah, that Ya Ikhwani, O my brothers, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَأَعِدُّ. For this, meaning the grave, you should make preparations. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling his Sahaba to make preparations for the grave. This shows that in that blessed era, people were reminded constantly about death. They were reminded constantly about the grave. Today, if you bring this topic up in a gathering, people say, why are you talking about death for? Why are you talking about the grave? I've got so much life to live yet, so many maqasid, so many goals to fulfill. That's a long way off yet. But this is the problem. Because of the long hopes we have, because of all these commitments and responsibilities and goals we have, we think death is far away. It could be the case, as was explained earlier, we go sleep and we don't wake up. We wake up in the grave, in fact. So it's very, very important that we remove ghafla. And how does shaitan deceive a person? In the verse we're told, do not let the biggest deceiver deceive you. The ulama have said in Tafsir Khazin, in Khazain al-Irfan, etc., that shaitan makes you think that do what you like and Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. In the grave, you'll be okay. In the akhirah, you'll be okay. This is the biggest deception that shaitan, you know, he places before a believer. Now, it's up to a believer to realize that no, that's not how it works. If I sin, yes, it's my aqidah that Allah can forgive that. But it's also possible that Allah will punish me for that as well. I don't have any dalil to say that I won't be punished, or I'm definitely going to be shown mercy. Because of that, this is why the awliya always stayed between raja and khawf, bain al-raja wal-khawf. Yes, you have hope in the mercy of Allah, but then you also have fear. What if I'm tormented? What if something happens to me in the grave as well? So we can't let shaitan deceive us in thinking that it doesn't matter, whatever I do, I'll be okay. No, we have to be accountable for our deeds. And inshallah, in the grave, if we perform salih amal, we won't have anything to worry about. But that's the biggest thing, removing the veils of ghafla, of heedlessness, and trying to work for the hereafter, inshallah.
MashaAllah. You, Shahid Bhai.
So I've just done such with about chasing the dunya on the aspect of it. A group was traveling down on a journey, going down a dark path, and they felt some pebbles under their feet, causing them problems. Some of the travelers, they picked up the pebbles, and with intentions that they don't cause any harm to others who were traveling. So they put those pebbles in their pockets. Some of them picked quite a lot of pebbles, some picked less. And when they came out of the dark path, they looked at these pebbles and they realized that they were actually diamonds. So those who picked up less, they began to think that maybe they should have picked up more. And those who didn't pick up any, they began to think that why didn't they pick up any? Likewise, Shazad, our life in this world is a dark, like a dark path. And our deeds are like these pebbles. In this life, what good we do, it will be like those diamonds in the hereafter, which will benefit us in the grave as well. We will regret that why did we not do good deeds while we had the opportunity? Why did we not do as much righteous deeds which could benefit us in the grave in this aspect? So therefore, we need to face the reality that death is a must. It's going to come to us. And while we got the time, while we are on this earth, let us face the reality that death is going to come to us. Let us prepare for that. Do as much good deeds as we can. So these deeds will benefit us in the grave and it will benefit us in the hereafter. Let's not waste time on useless activities, trying to achieve as much as we can in this world and trying to gain the status, trying to gain as much, accumulate as much wealth as we can in the world, because that's not going to benefit us in the grave or in the hereafter. The reality is chase those things which are going to benefit us in the grave, those things which will give success in the answering of the questions in the grave, those things which will benefit us to achieve Jannah in the hereafter. Let's chase those things rather than the worldly matter, because worldly is just temporary. The reality is hereafter, which we need to be successful for.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah, we are all Muslims. But just because we were born Muslims and we are living as Muslims, there's no guarantee that we will die as Muslims. And this is one dua that we should, a dua that we should also make, that, you know, Ya Allah, keep us steadfast upon Iman and give us death with Iman. Amen. And let us take our Iman with us into our graves. Amen. But we must do the actions that will help achieve this as well. If a person is not reading his salah, if a person is not fulfilling his obligations, he's not fulfilling the rights of the people around him, and he's oblivious to any duty of his as a Muslim, then how can such a person, you know, expect to meet his end in a good way? And we hear often as well that the way a person lives his life is how his end will be as well. So if he's lived his entire life doing sins, doing bad, wronging people, committing, you know, all sorts of bad and evil, then he should expect his end to also be like that. Unless, of course, Allah Ta'ala turns his heart. And we hear that, you know, there are four kinds of people. There's the non-Muslim who comes in this world as a non-Muslim and he leaves as a non-Muslim. We have a Muslim who's born a Muslim, raised a Muslim, and he also passes away as a Muslim. We have a non-Muslim who's born in a non-Muslim household, but during his life, he sees the right way, the right path. He accepts Islam and he passes away as a Muslim. But then the fourth category is that person who is born a Muslim, raised up in a Muslim household, but he passes away as a non-Muslim. And we pray to Allah Ta'ala that, you know, he preserves our iman and allows us to take it with us into our grave. Because they say that, you know, if you leave this world without your iman, then no matter how many good deeds you have committed, no matter how many hajj you have performed, how much sadaqah you have performed, it is of no use if you have no iman. And on the other hand, we hear that the person who has iman, equivalent to even a mustard seed, he will enter paradise. So this is another thing which we must remind ourselves of, that we're living our lives, you know, totally heedless to any of our duties or anything that we must do, or the way we must act as Muslims, the way we want. But be fearful of your end and pray to Allah Ta'ala that He gives you an end in which your iman is preserved, because without it, you know, nothing else is of any use. So this is one thing we must also keep our mind on, and again constantly pray to Allah Ta'ala and do actions that will inshallah lead us to having an end as Muslims as well.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many accounts and glad tidings for those who recite Quran Pak, perform prayer, giving sadaqah. Their grave will become the garden of paradise. And there are many other deeds, as Afi Sahab also mentioned. One is in front of me, Sharaf Sudur, and another one is Khiliyatul Awliya. Lama Jalaluddin Siyuti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that when Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Mujahid Rahmatullah Alayhi passed away, and somebody saw him in a dream and he was reciting Quran Pak. That person was shocked and said, "Why are you reciting Quran Pak? You have already passed away from this world." And Hazrat Abu Bakr Mujahid Rahmatullah Alayhi replied that after every salah and when I finished the Quran Pak, I was supplicated the court of Allah Almighty, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give me tawfiq to recite Quran Pak and perform my salah in the grave as well." So Allah Kareem ne ye karam kiya hai ke mujhe qabar mein bhi tilawat e Quran ki tawfiq mil rahi hai. Ek aur jagah likha hai, Abdullah bin Khalib Hadani rahmatullah alayh, when is burial done, to usi waqt logo ko mushk ki khushboo aane lag gayi. Hote Allah wale, aap jaye na bahut si jagah pe, lazmi si baat hai, jo Allah ke na farman hai, jo cigarette pee raha hoga, drug pee raha hoga, jo nafratein baant raha hoga logon ko, jab wo marta hai to uski qabar se khushboo thodi aayegi. लेकिन जो when the pious people, when they passed away, आप उनकी कब्र के पास से जाएंगे तो कहीं आवाजें आती हैं, तो कहीं खुशबू आती है. कहते मुश्क की खुशबू आने लगी. किसी ने ख्वाब में देखकर पूछा कि आपकी कब्र से खुशबू कैसे आती है, ये क्यों आती है? तो आप रहमतुल्लाह ने जवाब दिया कि तिलावत और रोजे की बरकत से. तो अब हमारे पास वो अमाल भी तो होने चाहिए कि जो हमारी कब्र को भी बेहतर करे, हमारी आखिरत को भी बेहतर करे. इनमें नंबर वन चीज जो है इज अबाउट योर अकीदा. एवरीथिंग डिपेंड ऑन योर अकीदा. आपका अकीदा दुरुस्त है तो वो कब्र में काम आएगा. सबसे पहली चीज आपकी साहब जो है वो हमारा अकीदा है. बाद में एवरीथिंग आती है, बाद में अमाल आते हैं, बाद में नमाजें आती है, बाद में. अब आप बैठते ऐसों के साथ हो जो जिनके खुद के अकीदे दुरुस्त हैं, फिर आप खुद भी आजमाइश में पढ़ते हैं. सो ऑलवेज लुक आफ्टर योर कंपनी एज वेल, वे यू सिटिंग, वे यू गोइंग, एंड विच पे क्या कहते हैं, किन लोगों के साथ आपका उठना बैठना है. So very important thing, aapka aqeeda durust hona chahiye.
Definitely. In Sharh al-Sudur, the same book, Imam Suyuti relates that there was a person who would always, ma'adallah, badmouth the Shaykhain Kareemain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhumah. And when he entered his grave, people saw in a dream that he was being punished. And the reason was because of his enmity towards these eminent personalities. Obviously, that aqeeda doesn't come by chance. And like you said, sitting with such people who have the wrong aqeedah regarding the famous personalities of Islam can lead to adopting such negative beliefs. The last few things I want to mention, Sayyid Sahib, is that we hear scholars mention as well that in the previous times, when you would go to a janazah, you wouldn't be able to tell whose close relative has passed away.
Allah.
Many, whose father, whose son. Why? Because most of the people would be crying. Because they didn't treat this janazah as, you know, I just need to keep up appearances, I just need to show my face. They actually went there, and as the Prophet ﷺ said, that visit graves because this reminds you of the akhirah. They would go for that purpose. So they would all be crying that today this person is leaving, tomorrow it might be my time to go. Today is the opposite. When we go to a janazah, we know from afar whose relative is, because they're the only few people who are crying. The rest of the people, as soon as the janazah is over, as soon as the salam is given, they're talking in the masjid. Mm-hmm. I met you after a long time, how's it going? And it's as if it's had no effect on them whatsoever. So this has to change as well.
Backbiting bhi shuru ho jati hai wahan pe aur bahut sari baatein shuru ho jati hai.
So we need to ensure that when we go to a janazah and the graveyard, this is to remind ourselves of the akhirah, that today is this person's turn, tomorrow it could be my turn as well. We constantly remind ourselves like that, inshallah, we'll be able to prepare ourselves as well.
Shahid bhai, aap kya akhir mein hai?
So just on the aspect of attending janazahs, you see many youngsters especially, they probably don't even know how to read the janazah. And it's due to lack of knowledge. If we keep ourselves involved in an environment which constantly reminds us of the hereafter, constantly reminds us from the punishment, and seek knowledge, then when our loved one passes away, then at least we know how to perform ghusl on the deceased. We at least know how to perform the namaz janazah. Many janazahs we've attended, we see the people are standing outside chit-chatting rather than reading the namaz. They come there to show their face, family of the deceased, that look, we've came here. But in reality, what is the purpose of you coming? If you're not going to participate in the janazah, if you haven't taken the initiative of learning how to read the namaz janazah, then you've just come to show your face to say that I'm here. That is just a mere act. In reality, the pain of a person's heart to condole a person, it's important that you are sharing the loss of that person's family. We are also going to leave this world. Our loved ones have left this world. And the hurt and what we lost, we feel, we should be condoning the other person of their loss as well. Because soon we're going to leave, they're going to leave. And the reality is that whatever actions are important, and we need to prepare and learn rather than just doing actions for the face value.
So there's a story along the lines of that there was a businessman. He came home one day and he asked his family that, I brought myself some grapes yesterday. Can I have those and can you bring them for me? And his family said something like, they've been eaten or we don't have them anymore. There and then that man, he got up and he went somewhere. A while later he came back and, his family asked him like, where did you go all of a sudden, like, what happened? And he said that, this is the summary of the story, that I went and I bought myself a plot of land and I'm going to get the construction of a masjid started there. Why? Because, tomorrow when I pass away, my wealth that I leave behind is just going to be consumed and eaten by my loved ones, my family ones. Because if you could not even spare me that fruit or those grapes that I left yesterday, then what do I expect from you guys, from, for example, my wealth that I leave behind? So that same wealth, I have decided to basically put it towards something that will benefit me even after I'm gone as well. Obviously, in this case, it was a masjid. So a few lessons from this story is that, number one, we should try and raise our children, for those who are parents, in a way in which they would do isale sawab or do some good for us that can be conveyed forward after our passing away as well. And second is sadaqa jariya. So do those things or try to get those things done which will benefit you. And we hear that there's three or four things that will benefit you even after you're gone as well. One of them is sadaqa jariya. So the likes of building a masjid, the likes of building a well, or providing water, providing something that will sustain people's livelihoods, also pious children. So, those children, if you grow them up and, you put them towards the line of the deen, try to encourage them to become scholars, a'imma, or just, people who are attached with the deen, inshallah, these things are the things that will benefit you. And, many people think they have to provide their children with all the things that they couldn't get for themselves when they were younger. So designer clothes, lavish foods, holidays, big houses, nice cars. This is incorrect in the sense that you should provide them with good things whilst you are with them, but try to bring them up in a way in which they will become better Muslims, because that is what will benefit them and you after you are gone, not all the materialistic things.
MashaAllah. Last few words, Hafsa, quickly.
Just to summarize, death is a reality and we must prepare for it. There is no other option. And if we want our graves to be a garden from the gardens of paradise, then if we're not already on the straight path, if we're not already doing A'mali Salihah, then from today, we need to adopt them. How are we going to do that? First of all, adopt good company. For as long as we're in the wrong company, we won't be able to. We need like-minded people, people who are habitual in offering salah, giving sadaqah, giving charity, zakat, those who talk about Makkah, Medina all the time. Inshallah, when we associate with such people, Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawud Islam, you'll find an abundant amount of such people, inshallah. So it's a humble request, try and affiliate yourself with this organization, Dawud Islam, and you'll see how you'll begin to prepare for the Akhirah, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Faqih Abu Lays Samarkandi Rahmatullah, in the end, I would like to request, please listen this carefully. These four things, the four evil actions you need to avoid to have peace in your grave. Number one, lying. For lying is leads to a sin, and sin leads to hellfire. So number one, lying. And number two, you mentioned breach of trust. Ab ye koi bhi ho sakta hai, aapse baat ki, aapne aage ki, ye dusre ko ki hai, khayanat karna. Ye baaton mein bhi hota hai, ye paison mein bhi hota hai, ye har cheez mein hota hai. Khali paison mein nahi hota hai, hum bole ye paison ki wajah se hota hai. If giving money somebody and he's breaching the trust, no. आप किसी की कन्वर्सेशन जबरदस्ती सुन रहे हैं, किसी का मैसेज, और किसी ने बोला किसी को नहीं बताना, आपने आगे बातचीत की है, अमानत में खयानत करना. नंबर थर्ड, गॉसिप. ये बहुत बड़ी प्रॉब्लम है हमारे माशरे के अंदर. चुगलखोरी इतनी बढ़ गई है, इतनी बढ़ गई है, खानदान के खानदान तबाह हो रहे हैं इस इविल एक्शन की वजह से. सो प्लीज ये क्या है. नंबर फोर, नॉट अवॉइडिंग द ड्रॉप्स ऑफ यूरिन. ये एक और है, मतलब पाक होना भी नहीं पता था, पता ही नहीं लोगों को क्या है क्या नहीं है. ये बकायदा एक रिसाला है पाक करने का. अपने आप को कैसे पाक करते हैं, प्लीज उसको भी पढ़ें तो आपको पता चले कि इंसान को अपना जिस्म कैसे पाक किया जाता है. बाकी मतलब तारत का ही नहीं पता है कि उन्हीं कपड़ों के अंदर, नापाक कपड़ों में, मतलब कपड़े गंदे हो गए, तो आपको किस तरह अपने जो है इससे बचना है, अवॉइड करना है. बकायदा इसके मेथड हैं, उनको कोशिश करें कि उनको एडॉप्ट करें. एंड कुछ चीजें हैं जो मेंशन की गई हैं, विल बी बेनिफिटेड यू इन योर ग्रेव. एक और चीज है जिसका ताल्लुक हमारे रमजान से, पेशेंस, सबर. सबर कब्र में काम आएगा शायद आपने नहीं. नंबर वन चीज जो है इज अबाउट योर अकीदा, अबाउट योर बिलीफ. हाफिज साहब मेंशन एज वेल एंड एडवाइज यू एज वेल अबाउट योर बिलीफ. ऑलवेज ऑलवेज फोकस ऑन योर बिलीफ, प्लीज. अपने उस पर कोई कॉम्प्रोमाइज ना हो, अकीदा दुरुस्त होना चाहिए. नंबर टू, सवालात कब्र की दोहराई करते रहना, कीप रिपीटिंग, ताकि जब वक्त आए तो हम जवाब जो है वो सही दे रहे हो. नंबर थर्ड, कसरत से तिलावत करना, रिसाइटेशन कुरान पाक काफी ज्यादा, एंड स्पेंड इन द पाथ ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल. देन योर नमाज ऑन टाइम, पढ़ते हैं लेकिन नमाज ईशा की याद सुबह उठ के पढ़ता हूँ, ये कौन सा वजह हो गया. सुबह की जी काम पे होता हूँ, रात में पढ़ता हूँ. ये नहीं कि एक वक्त में पांचों नमाज है, उनकी टाइम इसीलिए मुकर्रर की गई है कि एवरी सलाह शुड बी इन देयर स्पेसिफिक टाइम. सो डोंट मिस योर सलाह. नंबर सिक्स, जकात अदा करना. नंबर सेवन, फास्टिंग. नंबर एट, लोगों के साथ नेक सलूक करना. और नंबर नाइन जो है वो सबर करना. और भी बहुत सारी चीजें, लेकिन ये कुछ चीजें हैं कि जिनकी वजह से आपकी कब्र रोशन होगी, आपकी कब्र रोशन होगी. तो प्लीज अवॉइड द सिंस एंड फॉलो दीस मदनी फूल्स इंशाअल्लाह. अल्लाह हम सबको नमाजों की पाबंदी करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
Islam is the way.